before you finalize the plan, are you considering making any changes to Southeast?
We aren't, Matt. The board adopted the new plan and concept on Saturday. They're going to formally adopt it on Thursday, but sort of this week, staff is working on technical review and making sure that, you know, there aren't any discontinuities and that, you know, there aren't any obvious technical mistakes in the plan. But at this time, we don't have the authorization to make any substantive changes, like going back and redrawing Southeast. That's something the board decided not to take up. And so at this stage in the process, Southeast will not be changed. And our board will vote on the new plan on Thursday, but like I said, it'll be substantially the same as what was adopted in concept on Saturday.
Is it possible the board could make any direction to go back and make some changes?
You know, I can't speak for the board. I'd say anything is possible. I'm not anticipating that at this time. We don't have our agenda set for the meeting on Thursday, but I don't think that that is on the table currently. You know, at the end of the day, I'll do and our staff will do whatever the board directs us to do, but it's not something I'm anticipating at this time.
Okay. As far as the process, once the board finalizes the plan on Thursday, is there an appeal period, and is it an administrative appeal period, and is that sort of shortened because of the time constraints coming up here with elections?
You know, essentially what happens is we will, once the board has adopted the plan formally, we will then put together our legal filing, and we will file what's called a notice of compliance with the Superior Court in Fairbanks. And so it'll be up to them to determine whether or not we've met the spirit of the Supreme Court's remand to the board. And they'll set a briefing schedule. I do believe that they will have some sort of objection phase that will be built into that. It's not 100% clear at this time how that's going to work, but it all is going to be very expedited. And the goal is to have it wrapped up pretty quickly. We saw the judge issued a scheduling order a few weeks back that we got him to vacate because we thought that he was a little premature in doing that. But once it gets sent back to him, you know, he will take control of the process again, and we anticipate that his scheduling order would be similar. And we're looking at probably about a month to get out of the Superior Court. And then from there, it can be appealed to the Supreme Court again.
Considering Petersburg is potentially ready to take it that far, it sounds like it's probably going to have to go to that route if they want to pursue their concerns. Do you have any thoughts at this point on Petersburg's concerns or responses at this point?
Well, what I would say is that they're entitled to take whatever legal action they deem necessary. But this, at the trial court level, the Southeast districts were found to be constitutional. And to the extent that Petersburg had a challenge, that issue was taken care of before we ever got to trial. It was they had challenged that their district was not compact, and that they were that challenge was struck down on summary judgment before we ever got to trial. They decided not to appeal that decision to the Supreme Court in this first go-around, so it's not completely clear if they'd even be able to appeal at this next stage. But at any rate, the board didn't revisit Southeast because, like I said, the districts were found to be constitutional. There was no real issue with the Southeast districts. And so nothing's been changed since that decision was made. So from the board's perspective, there was really no reason to revisit that.
Does it give you any pause? There's a few lines, as I'm sure you saw in Judge McConaughey's decision on the Fairbanks cases later on, as well, where he referred to the possibility that the Supreme Court might take a different view of his ruling on Petersburg. But Petersburg, it's hard to say because Petersburg didn't appeal, as you mentioned.
Right.
Does that give you any pause to think that maybe there's something there that that maybe the board should have addressed, or that the Supreme Court might actually take a look at?
Well, I think at the end of the day, I mean, the Supreme Court review, we view it as an important part of the process, and if they ultimately determine that that's something that needs to be done, then the board will act accordingly. I don't know that it gives us pause or anything along those lines. It's just we didn't see and need to address those issues because from our point of view, there weren't any issues in Southeast, given that the trial court, there was only one challenge out of Southeast, and the trial court struck that down before we got to trial. And so ultimately, if the Supreme Court decides to go a different direction on that, then our board will obviously follow their order. We see it as an important part of the process. We welcome Supreme Court review of the plan. We believe that it helps, build the strongest plan possible to serve the state of Alaska for the next 10 years. So at this point, we didn't see an issue with Southeast, but if the Supreme Court goes a different way, then we'll just have to follow their direction.